Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
I'm under the blood of His almighty power. the preacher when he stood up and said, if you're somewhere between doubt and believing, friend, I have the answers for all that you're needing.
My sweet honey, and I'll tell you, it's Jesus. Ask me how, and I'll say it's the blood. Ask me where, and I'll take you to Calvary.
Ask me why, and I'll tell you it's love.
Well, it has been years since she found amazing grace. It's been a long journey, but each battle she's faced has proven God faithful time and again, and a chance to tell others who were right where she's been. If you're somewhere between doubt and believing, God has the answers for all that you're.
The blood.
Ask me where, and I'll take you to Calvary.
Ask me
why, and I'll tell you.
It's love.
I'll tell you it's love.
It's love.
I'll tell you.
Love.
How many of you visiting today that don't actually belong? Look, we have several hands there. That's what you're I tell you, I would love to come to this church. I guarantee you, this is a church that's filled with the Spirit, and I appreciate that today. We're going to try this song. Can I give you a drink of water? You know, I've gotten old. It just happened overnight. I just can't believe it. But you know, it's funny how the presence of the Lord, I know sometimes as preachers, I don't feel like preaching. He gets up there and he starts preaching. He forgets about everything. How bad he feels. I'm preaching. Spirit of the Lord comes on and you just feel like you're just fired up, ready to go. Well, I'm going to give me a sip and we're going to sing this song because it takes a little air out of me.
Found out that Billy Graham was coming to town. And
went to the meeting, and when Billy Graham gave the invitation, Stuart Hamlin came down and accepted the Lord as his Savior. One day as he was walking through one of the studio lots, John Wayne walked up to him and he said, "Stuart, what's this I hear about you giving your heart and soul to the Lord at Billy Graham's crusade?" He said, "Well, I guess it's not a secret." John Wayne turned around and said, "You know what, Stuart?" He said, "That'd be a good time to a song." And you know, today, as I look back at all the travels and things that we've done and how he's saved us from disasters, wrecks, and things through the years, and how he's touched people's lives and saved people through the word of song and through the word of the Bible, I realize that the things that he's done, it's not a secret. It's in God's book and God's word. Everything that you need to know about life, everything that you need to know how to solve problems in life is in that book. It's really not a secret. And how he saves you and what he saves you. And it's free, it's already been paid for in your salvation. Listen to this old song. It is no secret what my God can do. Was serious business when you talk to some folks. But anyway, he said he's going to a, what do you call one of them, aerobic classes and everything, you know, if you join up, said, I'll get down where I can get in that guy's suit. And he said, well, I said, okay, so 2 or 3 days went by and we got, yeah, he was a big guy. And we got the first, to singing, and I said, well, Gary, I said, how's that aerobic class working out? He said, it's been pretty good. He said, man, I got squatted down, and I jumped up, and I pulled, and I pushed, and rolled over and everything else. And I said, well, what? That was a good class. He said, well, I said, the class was over by the time I got my leotards on. Did you make leotard old Goodson weapon over here? Guitar is a young man that we've come to love and just a great singer as well. We don't let him sing because he sings so much better than the rest of us. We just told him to sell whereby that guitar. We're real proud of him. He is not any kin to me, but he calls me granddaddy. But his name is Tommy Stewart. Would you make Tommy welcome over there? Our bass player makes his home over here in Carrollton, which is not too far away. And he travels down south with us to meet the bus a lot of time, he and his wife, and we really appreciate it. Been with us for many, many years now, we really appreciate Harold Horton on the bass guitar. Over there on the keyboard, he looks old, and he is old. I tell you, he's got all that gray hair and everything, but he is one fine keyboard man. Y'all got some fine instrumentalists around this place, too, I want to tell you. But we're real proud of him, and he's been with us now for quite a while, and that makes his home in Goodwater, Alabama. Would you make Jimmy Vickers welcome this evening? Our bass singer, how many of you like bass singers? Is there anybody that even likes? We'll get to him here in just a little bit. But he makes his home in Phenix City. He owned a steakhouse over there in Phenix City, used to. And I told the congregation, I said, wherever we met, you know, I told him, I said, if you go buy a steakhouse, he'll give you a free steak if you tell him that you saw him at the singing, you know. Well, shoot, I gave all them steaks away and he run out of business. So no longer doing that. Tony Smith, our bass singer here this afternoon. This young man next to me, I've been knowing him ever since he was a little boy. And I tell you what, he loves gospel music. He was raised on it. He don't know nothing else. He can't sing nothing else but gospel music. That's all he's ever known, Southern gospel. This is my son, Lee. Would you make Lee Stewart welcome? He's going to be a tennis center over there. That's, he's been around so long that he remembered, I think it was Methuselah. Was that the one you remember? Anyway, he's been around a long time. But I want you to, we're going to feature Mike Carson on this song, My God's Not Disappointed in Me. Listen. Thank you. on Sunday morning. But anyway, we had a good time, a great time. And what we're doing, I want to know. Okay, I want to know what we're singing. That's what I want to know.
Screw.
sing an old song. The first time I ever heard this song, it was a black quartet sung it on the Bill Gates. And boy, I really like it, you know. Now, we have kind of a little bit different style than they do, which their style is really good. But I don't think we can match it, but I enjoy singing this old song. Dig a little deeper in God's word. Listen. Practice. He said, is there anybody
food in the back of the gym. It'll keep them, I think it'll keep them 3 o'clock. Y'all think that?
Yeah.
Have you enjoyed this quartet today? My. As I was thinking, I was sitting over there and I've been preparing a message today. But you know, I love it when the Holy Ghost shows up. And the preaching's already been done. 30 years. God has blessed here on this spot of ground. Let me just reminisce a little bit and then we're going to go have some food. I won't bring a message because I believe God has already spoken through the song service and the worship. God's good today. 36 years ago, a small group of people came to me, said, "Brother Melvin, would you pray about leading us in a new work here in Newnan, Georgia?" I said, no, that's not my plan. They said, "Would you pray about it?" I said, "Yes." And I prayed about it. God says, "You're going to do it." The Ford family and some others that had come to me, and they united together, and with our help, they rented a little storefront building. Wasn't much to look at, but I'll tell you what, they got it in there and spruced that little building up. Worked hard. But you know, they had a labor of love because they had a desire and a heart. And then just about 3 months later, we constituted the church, West Side Baptist Church. Actually, I think we had another name of it for it to start with because we didn't know where we was going to be. Baptist Mission, son, I'm glad you reminded me. Baptist Mission Church. Went out on 29 Highway later after we'd been out on the little place out on the road out close to where we lived. And we rented a little place up there in a little strip mall because we needed a little bit larger place. Outgrew that little place and we had to move on down to the end of the building where Bible Baptist had used to be, and they'd moved out and built our building and moved into that bigger facility. And we stayed there until finally, we bought this little spot of ground here. God kept on blessing and blessing and blessing and blessing. People just kept on coming, being saved. We saw God's hand all over this ministry. Not because of me, because there was a little group of people that had a desire to serve God. And this is what they said, "Brother Melvin, we want a church that doesn't fuss and fight all the time. Can we have it?" I said, "Yes. If you agree, that's what you want." God has blessed us for the peaceful ministry through these 36 years. God has blessed us. There's one message that has always been on our mind and our heart. And that's found in Job chapter 19, verse 25. "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand in the latter day upon the earth." You see, he's alive today, folks. He's alive. Jesus goes on to say in Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, "I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of death, of hell and death." I want to tell you that's the message that we've tried to preach through the years. We've seen people come and join with us. We've seen people, the young people, be saved. They'd get married. They'd have their children that grew up. Some of them would move off to other places. But God has gloriously blessed. Not because of me. I thought, God, I look around and I see what God has done. I said, God, how did this get here? How did all this happen? Our heart has always been, God did it. We've been blessed. Visitors, I'm just going to tell you, we've been blessed. I've been in churches. I've been part of churches. And I ministered here through the years. Where I've seen churches get into a fuss. I've seen churches split. But I can stand here and truthfully say, we have never had a church fuss in Westside Baptist Church. We know God. And we serve God. Oh, listen. I love this Jesus. These words from Jesus himself says, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. He's an old time, I am God today. I just want to share a few verses of Scripture, and I'll not bring a full message because I feel like God's already spoken to us through the Holy Spirit. The most important thing is not to get in the way of God and let the Holy Spirit run things. And that's what we've tried to do. We've tried to follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit through all these years. You see, his life, Jesus' life, we see a personal title there. Jesus said of him, I am the way. Now, we're living in a time when Jesus is being put on the back burner. In fact, he's been relegated to the back seat or even pushed out the door. But he's still the way. He says, I'm the truth. Now, they raise up and tell that he's not the truth, that he does not even exist. Or if he did exist, he was just an illegitimate child of a Roman soldier. That's from the pits of hell. He was virgin born. The Son of God. I'm so glad that when he ascended back into the heavens, he says he's coming again. And I don't think it's going to be too much longer. He says, I'm the way, the truth, and life. No man cometh unto me to the Father but by me. And Jesus says in John chapter 11, 25, Jesus says to her, I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Oh, I tell you, the ministry of this church has been to try to uplift Jesus Christ. I've seen countless numbers of people walk this aisle. Children, adults, even older adults, get in these altars and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come to their home. Through these years, I've seen people come in with problems. Heartbroken situation, come and kneel in these altars and get help around these altars. I've seen God work. I've seen God bless. Folks, we're living in a time when this world is rejecting God. But with the help of God, I'm going to hold on. Because he's holding out. He's God today. You see, he gives us a warning. He gives us an opening. He gives us an opportunity. He says in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him and he with me. We've had a little taste of heaven today. I'm kin to this kind of worship. I was raised on this kind of worship. here's why. I believe when we get to heaven, we're going to be worshiping at His feet. He's the one that we worship. We don't worship the pastors. Have a wonderful pastor over here that's my right arm. Have wonderful preachers, pastors here that have members. Hey, listen, we're blessed with pastors here in the church that have pastored churches. We're blessed here. Teaching, part of the teaching ministry. We're so blessed here at Westside Baptist Church. Wonderful singers. My, we're blessed. That's why we want to just come together today and just give thanks to God for what He's done these 36 years. It's all about God today. But here's the sad thing. Everybody under the sound of my voice may not know this Jesus I'm talking about today. If you don't know Him, I sure would like to introduce you to Him today. Because you see, that's the best decision you could ever make in your life. It's not the good job. It's not the good house. It's not marrying the right person. It's not having good children. Although all these things are good. All these things are good. But listen, at the end of the road, you're not going to answer to anybody but God. He's the only one. I want to hear Him say this to me. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. In rent. You talk about a time of shouting. You talk about a time of Holy Ghost dancing. Now, I never have done any of that. I've seen some folk do that. But I've just never had, my feet don't work, operate that way. But I think, I'm going to dance all over heaven. I mean, to think, I'm at home. Homecoming. But that's going to be the real homecoming. I trust you know this, Jesus. We have visitors here today. Visitors, we're so honored that you came to celebrate this great occasion with us today. We're so blessed to have you come. We're so blessed to have this great group come and sing for us. I had heard about them. Because y'all know how I heard about it. Boy, don't you think you're going to get him away from me? He's here to stay. Brother Willis, he's one of ours now. We got glue on his seat. Don't get him. But in closing, right now I'm going to close. Think about it. Think about it right now. If you were to die right now, or the rapture were to take place right now, what the other could happen? Are you ready to meet Jesus? Answer that question to yourself, not to me. I don't want you to raise your hand or anything like that. Brother Melvin, I'm not sure. Don't leave this church if you're not sure, until you are sure of. Brother Melvin, I'm saved, but I hadn't been living right. Oh, but you don't want to go before God. I mean, if there's things in your life, don't let the sun go down on the wrath of God. If there's things in your life, you need to get it settled today. Here's why. It will not hinder you from getting into heaven, but it will hinder your testimony until you get there. You see. That's what's wrong with America and this world today. And I will say this honestly, I believe. One of the reasons we're in such a mess that we're in right now as Christians have failed to stand up and be counted. I want to stand. I want Westside to continue to stand. With the help of this young man right over here, we're going to stand. With all the church members here, we're going to stand for Jesus. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Come on with a song of invitation. You're here this morning. Maybe you've come with a burden on your heart. Maybe you've got a crisis in your life that you need some help with. Around these altars is a good place to come and lay your burdens at the foot of the cross, foot of Jesus. Maybe you've got family situations. Maybe you've got health issues. Whatever your need is today, that my God is able to meet those needs right now. As they begin to play softly on the instruments, listen. Heavenly Father, Lord, we've worshiped this morning. Now is the most important part of any worship service. When we plead our case at the foot of the cross, I pray in your holy name, Lord, you'll speak to your people. Whatever they need, I know that you're there to meet that need. We give this opportunity to you to work in their heart. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. Let's stand our feet. We're going to begin to sing this verse of song. If you feel the need to come and pray, maybe come pray for family members or pray for needs in your own personal life. This is a good opportunity to come as we begin to sing. Just obey the Lord.
Just as you are,
that's the way God wants you to come.
Without
yes.
One plea.
Some of you young men, come around and pray with us, brother. Yes, come right on. Yes. You obey God. You just obey the Lord right now. You obey the Lord this morning. Oh, Lamb of God, I come. That's right, come right on. Yes, come right on. You just obey the Lord right now. People are still.